Okay, welcome everybody to the meeting this afternoon. Sorry, it was just a bit delayed. There were technical issues. Hopefully everybody can hear me clearly. And as we're currently in unprecedented times, can I ask for everybody's full cooperation and adhere to the new guidelines with regards to the conduct of the meeting? Everybody should ensure their mobile telephones are switched off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct and to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back in to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they're personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item to use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring in members in as listed. At this stage, you unmute your microphone to speak or click the button on the delegate microphone if you're physically in the meeting room. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Following the presentation of the officer's report, the chairperson will call for a proposer or seconder, and this should be done using the instant messenger feature. Please do not submit these until asked to do so, as it may be missed. If two members propose, the first member, having indicated through instant messenger, will become the proposer, and the second member, having indicated, will become the seconder. The chairperson will ask the proposer and seconder in turn to unmute to indicate vocally that they're proposing or seconding the decision. If you need to leave the meeting early, please do indicate via the instant messenger feature so we're aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate any connectivity problems. So I'm just going to bring, is there any apologies this evening?
Councillor Hugh Gallagher, Chair.
Councillor Gallagher, yeah, thanks, Pete. And Councillor Sean Doran. Okay, so I'm just going to bring in Marie just before we go any further.
Yeah, okay, Chair, thank you very much. Just to advise members that a representative from John Walsh's office in Belfast Legal Services is joining us for the SPNR meeting this evening. I have taken the decision to bring forward legal support for our SPNR committee for the couple of months moving forward, and that's as a result of some of the things that have happened at SPNR and accusations made against officers, etc., in recent months. So we have legal advice here present to direct and give us any guidance that's needed throughout the course of the meeting.
Okay, thanks, Marie. Do we have any declarations of interest? No? Okay, so we're going to go through the action sheet arising from SPNR committee held on the Thursday, the 16th of September, and also the special SPNR meeting held on the 27th of September. Okay, so page 1, 2, 3, and 4 were the first one. So can I have a proposer and seconder for the meeting of the 16th? Proposed by Councillor Howell and seconded by Councillor Savage. And then page 1, 2, and 3 for the meeting of the 27th, and a proposer and seconder for that as well, please. Councillor Savage proposing and Councillor McGuinness seconding. Okay, any matters arising? No, happy to continue. Okay, if we could have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session. Oh, item four, sorry, beg your pardon. So item four is the Department of Health consultation on proposed amendments to the Safeguarding Board for Northern Ireland, and that's going to be taken by Gary Scott.
Thank you, Chair. Hopefully everybody can hear me. Good evening. My name is Gary Scott, Safeguarding Coordinator for the Council, and thank you for allowing me to present this consultation. Newry, Moreland and Down Council are designated through legislation as members of the Safeguarding Board for Northern Ireland and are represented through SOLAS on the board by David Burns of Lisburn and Castlereagh Council. The suggested amendments to the Safeguarding Board for Northern Ireland Membership Procedures, Functions and Committee Regulations, Northern Ireland 2012, are included in the report which has been submitted, and at 2.5, you will, as you'll be aware, it's intended to improve the operational and procedural arrangements within the SBNI by removing staffing and premises from a legislative footing to procedures, and the two points that are specific to council within the consultation document itself at points 8 and 9 simply reflect the number of district councils that has been reduced from 26 to 11 council areas, and as such the membership of the SBNI board itself should be reduced from 2 chief executives to 1. Nothing contained within this consultation will impact on council. There is nothing contentious and there will be no financial implications. And I therefore recommend that you approve the proposed consultation response that agrees to the Department of Health proposed amendments of the regulation. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Do any members have any questions? Can we have a proposer and seconder for the paper? Proposed by Councillor Hall and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. Do we have any questions anybody wants to raise? No? Okay, so we're happy to proceed on then.
Great job. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Gary. Okay, so the next items are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Items 12 to 14 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 4, part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to any consultations or negotiations or contemplated consultations or negotiations in connection with any labour relations matter arising between the council or a government department and employees of office holders under the council. So before we go into closed session, Marie would like to come in to say a few words.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. I suppose I just wanted to say that we were very disappointed to see that an item that was a closed session item 15, that was only uploaded to our MinutePad meeting management system around 4 o'clock on the Monday, appeared on the front page of a local newspaper and indeed across social media. I think directly the next day. That's completely in contravention of the governance set down in relation to meetings. So I just wanted to highlight that to members. That's a paper that relates to the complementary fund and indeed relates to bids that were made by submitted or expressions of interest that were submitted by council on the 8th of September this year that was being brought to councillors' attention for information only.
Okay, thank you, Marie. Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, have proposed that we go into a closed session. So, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed for decision. So, item 5, proposed licence of strip of land to Buttergreen Shopping Centre on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Savage. It was agreed that elected members approved to grant the licence to Buttergreen Shopping Centre of the lands outlined in green on the map attached for the term of 5 years, subject to a yearly licence fee of £1,850 per annum and subject to Buttercrane Shopping Centre paying the Council's valuation costs. Item 6, return of remote hearing regulations. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara and seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed that elected members approve the following recommendation, that in view of the extension of the local government coronavirus flexibility of District Council meeting regulations 2020, the use of the Chief Executive's delegated powers ratified for committee and council meetings in May 2021 is terminated as and from the reintroduction of the regulations on the 31st of August 2021. Item 7, DTNI proposal, pioneer the potential of community wealth building in Newry, Mourne and Down. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed that elected members consider and approve the report and agree to proceed with the DTNI proposal, pioneering the potential of community wealth building in Newry, Mourne and Down with a match funded contribution of 11,000. Item 8, the Belfast Region City Deal, Governance and Progression of Regional Programmes. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara and seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed that the elected members approve a Newry, Mourne and Down District contribution of 65,000 towards the Belfast Regional City Deal, Governance and Progression of the Regional Programmes during 2021-22 financial period. On item 7, surplus assets, on the proposal of Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed that elected members consider the recommendations of the Strategic Financial Working Group and approve the following recommendations. For number one, the play area at the rear of Bleary Bungalows, council officers continue to liaise with the housing executive and the property owners who have declared an interest in purchasing this asset in order to progress the sale. For item two, play area at Ash Tree Cottages, Rathryden Road, Newry, accept the final bid as detailed in the officer's report and move to sale agreed. For Ballynoe Road, Downpatrick, item three, it was agreed to move to open market sale, but this will be following liaison with the local community group over the course of the next 3 weeks. So for item 10, Albert Basin, on the proposal of Councillor Taylor and seconded by Councillor O'Mara, it was agreed that elected members consider and approve the appointment of our framework consultants, Tetra Tech, to complete an outline business case for the Albert Basin City Park to identify the preferred option, provide design and cost information to support the completion of the outline business case. For item 11, the Belfast Regional City Deal outline business case, on the proposal of Councillor O'Mara, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed that elected members approved the Belfast Region City Deal document, Appendix 1, and Governance Framework, Appendix 2, to note the progress in the development of the OBCs in line with the agreed phased deal approach, to note the next steps in the delivery of the deal, including the finalisation of the implementation plan and financial plan, and the process for approving the final deal. Item 12, Director Recruitment, on the proposal of Councillor Murra and seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed that elected members note the contents of the report and approve the following recommendations. Number one, to confirm their agreement to the proposals at 2.3 and 2.4 of the report. To nominate three elected members of Cross Community and Gender Balance to the shortlist and interview panel for the recruitment of the new director, sustainability and environmental management as set out in the Local Government Code of Procedures on Recruitment and Selection Part D. For item 13, COVID-19 employee appreciation, on the proposal of Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed that elected members approve the following recommendations. At 3.1, that members confirm their agreement to recognise and acknowledge employees through granting two appreciation days over the Christmas period, those being the 30th and 31st of December 2021. 3.2, where services can remain closed and non-operational on those days, those additional days, staff will not be required to attend work. And 3.3, in the case of services which need to operate on these dates or where skeleton service cover is required, postholders will be permitted to take the two additional days prior to the end of this financial year. For item 14, temporary posts, on the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed that elected members approve moving the current temporary programmes as set out in section 4.1 to permanent programmes of council, noting that council will continue to seek external funding for all continuing programmes. For item 15, City Deal complementary fund bids, which was for noting, there was a proposal from Councillor O'Mara, seconded by Councillor Savage, and it was agreed to note that the council have submitted in September 2021 a total of 4 bids to the City Growth Deal complementary fund, and officers will proposed that officers will seek to engage to try and secure more funding with the Shared Ireland Fund and Police Plus as well. Item 16, which is the Strategic Financial Working Group Action Sheet, was for noting as well. Okay. So if we move on to item 17 and 18, the minutes of the Newry City Centre Regeneration Programme Board, held on the 23rd of September 2021 and the 24th, and that is for noting. And for 18, it's the statutory report in section 75, policy screening report for the quarterly report for July, September 2021, and that's for noting as well. I just need a proposer and seconder for those. Proposed by Councillor Hall and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. And item 18, proposed by Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor Savage. Okay, so thanks everybody for your participation this evening and have a good evening. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. All right. Great.